Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Freaky Friday!
Freaky Friday.
Nothing but sideshow freaks.
See there? Freaky Friday.
Yeah, we're a freak show.
It's Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
The freak show?
Yeah.
Sideshow freak.
It's Freaky Friday.
Freak show sideshow.
I love Freaky Friday.
Let's cut to the chase, freak show.
Let the freak show begin.
All these years later, I still love that stirring opening theme music from composer Rob Wayne, the main title theme from the John Adams miniseries. So sometimes, especially most appropriately on Friday when it's the free-for-all, we just let it roll for a while because I like to hear the strains of that theme. Freaky Friday edition. The entire world is going freaky these days. Great to have you along. Hello. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and TGIF alohas to you fellow patriots and liberty lovers everywhere. Great to have you here. We are kicking off the All Skate, as we like to call it, the Friday free-for-all, because the preceding 4 days of this week, of course, I talk about things that are of interest to me, and conversely, I believe will be of interest to you, but on Friday, if I have overlooked something that you feel is important and should be talked about on the program, well, today is your day. And all you need to do is call me because it is the Friday free-for-all. Grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Got it? Just like the frequency, 1063. Or if you prefer to send me a text message, just use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. This is how freaky things are. You remember, was it yesterday, Moneypenny, that I was talking about the woman in Ohio? I think it was. The woman at the middle school football game? Yeah. And there was hardly anybody in the stands. She was not wearing a mask. And a policeman who turned out to be the school resource officer was giving her a hard time for not wearing a mask. And one thing led to the other. He ended up wrestling her around and then finally tasing her before placing her. I don't know if he actually placed her under arrest, but he put her in the police car. I don't think she was actually taken to the station or any of that, but it was an incredible hassle. And by the way, the amount of blowback that that high school or middle school, whichever it is, the amount of blowback that school has received, so many complaints about the way this young woman, this parent, was treated, they got so much reaction to it that the school was placed on lockdown today. See what I mean? About the whole world going freaky. And then there is this, a video out of the UK shows a man being arrested outside a Starbucks for not wearing a mask. Okay? UK Wuhan flu, or as Timothy, our wacko seminar caller from yesterday, would say COVID-19, regulations state that masks must be worn when entering shops, but there is no requirement to wear a mask outside. The man apparently became embroiled in an argument with a Starbucks employee after being told to wear a mask. The elderly man is seen remonstrating with officers as they put him in handcuffs, and there's vid of it here, there's video. The man says, it takes two of you to arrest a 72-year-old man. What a pair of effing heroes you guys are. Bet your lot weren't up in London for the effing BLM demonstrations. I don't like being told I've got to wear a mask. The man then asked the officers if they bowed for BLM. This is what is going to happen to all of you soon. You're all going to be under a bloody dictatorship in about 6 months. You'll all be getting this. As was highlighted earlier last month, Piers Corbyn, the 73-year-old organizer of Unite for Freedom, which is an anti-lockdown protest in Great Britain, was arrested and fined £10,000. Organizers of BLM protests in London have not been arrested or fined, with some officers even bowing in front of them, despite numerous violent attacks on police by BLM rioters. You are not going to see this story, because in the age of mass Silicon Valley logarithms and censorship, it's crucial that everybody know what's going on. You may remember the other day, a caller, and I can't remember the caller's name now, but the caller mentioned having watched a documentary on Netflix, which is ironic in itself. But he mentioned how disturbing it was. The name of the documentary is The Social Dilemma. And I was up on Netflix last night and I saw it. Can't remember if it was one pre-selected as something I might like by the Netflix algorithms, or whether it was in the list of those that were in the top 10 of most viewed at that time, but I hope it was most viewed. If you have not seen this, especially if you have kids or grandkids, you need to watch the documentary on Netflix entitled The Social Dilemma. It entails interviews with people who have been at the top in Silicon Valley, in the social media world, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the whole nine yards. These are people who have left what I can only assume were really high-paying jobs in the tech industry over the ethics and morality of what's going on in social media. How the algorithms are essentially designed to sell you as the product to their advertisers. And it especially is disturbing in the way in which children can be manipulated by AI, by artificial intelligence. And maybe the most disturbing part is the effect that social media is having on young people. And I'm not just talking about teenagers, I'm talking preteen as well. One of those interviewed in The Social Dilemma was he's either a psychologist or he may be an MD and a psychiatrist. And he was showing some really disturbing numbers about how the number of young girls and even preteens harming themselves, cutting themselves, committing suicide, the numbers go up like a rocket. Not coincidentally, with the advent of social media, 2009, 2010, 2011. And you look at the chart, and you could say, well, maybe it's just coincidental. Uh-uh. Not when you hear what these people from Silicon Valley have to say about their fear of the impact on morality and ethics and humanity itself from social media. It is really disturbing. So watch it. The Social Dilemma is the name of it. Now, and some of the stuff you'll have to look past because these people are lefties from Silicon Valley. And so there's some stuff in there about climate change being a threat and all the rest of that. And just ignore that stuff because they are themselves victims of the very thing they're talking about, being influenced by artificial intelligence and all these algorithms. So you have an opportunity, watch it, and then come back and let me know what you thought. All right? Because frankly, I was really shaken by it, as if I didn't know that this stuff is dangerous to begin with. When you actually see the people who have been responsible for propagating it and the fear they have of the monster they have created, I think you'll find it disturbing. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We get rolling on the Friday free-for-all when I come right back. Hour number one, we're just getting started here at TGIF on WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back with a little good times bumper music. Hard to go totally into the ditch here on Friday. The free-for-all is underway, 22 after 3 in on the text line. Howdy, Bobby Mac. Yeah, I watched The Social Dilemma a couple of weeks ago and have been promoting it ever since. It's a pretty good explanation for how we're being manipulated. That's why most of the things we see on social media is from like-minded people, to keep us separated into tribes against one another. Yeah, true enough. Bobby, it's called Covert 19 in my house. Social media? Yeah, it's a good description for it. Yes, 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 and in caps, and yes, everyone should watch The Social Dilemma. It's disturbing. Bobby, the guy was fined 10,000 pounds, about $12,300, for not wearing a mask. Gotcha. Bobby, I'm shocked that you still have Netflix after the child porn movie Cuties. Well, I'm not about to go anywhere near that, and I still have it because I like to at least see what they're up to be able to talk about their egregious stuff like Cuties. To the phones we go. Lead off batter in the Friday free-for-all is Don in Simpsonville. Hi, Don, and welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Long-time listener and called a few times. And it's on a Friday, and I'm actually sticking with a topic, which is, I mean, bullet right down the middle, I guess. I don't know
well,
what's wrong with
the, Don, there's absolutely nothing wrong with being the exception that proves a rule.
Well, yeah, it's me. I'm an engineer, and I can't help it. So, I'm one of them. So, I have four kids. The oldest is my daughter, who's 14, mm-hmm. and we kept the phone away from her until actually a few weeks ago. So she didn't have any social media, but now she's a freshman in high school. If you had something that you wanted or would ask of a teenager, what would it be? And the reason is because I was going to not interview her, but ask her a few kind of leading questions and see if she can get feedback from her friends, and then maybe in a week or so call back with her to talk to you.
I would love to hear that conversation, Don. That's a tough question. I guess the first thing that I would want my 14-year-old daughter to know is that when you're engaging in social media, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or what have you, it is not reality. It's an artificially created concept. And your self-worth is not judged by what occurs in that space. That would be one thing that I would want her to know. And the other would be, I would ask her, do you realize how much time you spend on there each week?
Right. And that's, we were lucky, or I don't know, my wife and I don't spend a lot of time at all on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I less than my wife, maybe once a week when my wife says, hey, I showed where you are with the kitchen, which, by the way, is like a year too long. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I know exactly what you mean.
But, you know, because I know a lot of her friends are always on their phone and doing stuff, but she didn't have one. And so she knows that because she's reached a certain aspect, I think she can see it from outside,
mm-hmm.
you know, like it's not that important. And I want to keep that going with me, but I really wanted to know her perspective. And if you had any questions, I don't know, we can see if she has any insights on what her friends might think, or if they're asking her to join a certain thing. Yeah, I don't know. There's enough that we're asked to do as an adult to, look at this. It's a new band site. Follow it. Be happy.
Right.
And you know, what are they trying to get led to do is a question I'd like to ask her. But
here's a thought, Don. Have you watched The Social Dilemma? Have you seen that?
No, we'll have to watch it tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah. I would suggest having her watch it with you, even though it's pretty heavy duty.
Homework from the parents. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Even though it's pretty heavy duty, I think the advantage of having done that is that, number one, you're there with her. Part of the problem with the influence that AI has on immature individuals, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way, I just mean they don't have much life experience yet, right?
Oh, totally.
She
doesn't know anything about anything.
Right. It will give them, I think, a different perspective in how they view social media, and not get so heavily embroiled in it. And there's almost a feeling of they have a sense of responsibility toward it. And social media, through all the algorithms and the AI, they encourage that sort of thing. That's what they're engendering. They want you to be as heavily involved in social media as you can possibly be, because
she asked me about that.
Right, that's brilliant, because it shows she's starting to get it.
She saw a bunch of the ads. Yeah, she saw a bunch of ads, and she's like, "Why are they giving me these ads?" And I was like, "What are you watching on the YouTube? You know, what are you doing on the interwebs? You know, like that kind of." And she looks at me kind of cross-eyed because I'm her dad, and I get to make horrible jokes.
Of course,
part of the fun.
Right. But she gets it. You know, that's one of the big takeaways from this documentary, The Social Dilemma, that they continually point out the product is not what they're pushing in social media. You are the product that they are turning around and selling to the advertisers, and there are trillions of dollars at stake. So it's going to get bigger, not smaller.
Yeah, it'd be nice if there was a button to say that you didn't want to contribute to that.
Right.
Or that a law that said you can't gather people's information if they're under 18.
Right. Now you're talking about, and look, I'm a small government guy, okay? I think the smaller the government, the better. But when we're facing something as big as this is, I think at some point, there has to be some sort of legislation to protect people from social media itself. They had a quote, and I'm going to paraphrase it, that was at the beginning of the documentary, and I think it was from Sophocles, and he said something to the effect of, nothing that affects a vast amount of humanity comes without a curse.
Yeah, a curse or a blessing, but yep. Most of the time I think it is a curse.
Yeah, and this is certainly leaning in that direction. Thanks for the call.
We will watch it with her. Thank you.
Yeah, and I look forward to hearing from you after you guys watch it, and let me know her reactions and yours as well.
Thank you. I will let you know, if not by phone call, by email.
Super, that'd be great. Thank you very much, sir. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We are off and rolling on the Friday free-for-all. There's a lot to talk about. I mentioned freaky stuff going on in the world. How about some guys who had the cops called on them because they were screaming, "Shoot!" And it had nothing to do with firearms. That's next, right after Annie's News. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. 3:37 now. It's 23 before 4, cloudy and gray, but it is Friday. And it is the TGIF edition of the Bobby Mack Show, the Friday free-for-all. in on the text line, 71307. Bobby, for someone who is about to bust hell wide open, I'm thinking the last thing that should have been on RBG's mind was who was going to name her replacement. Bobby, that guy who sexually abused his daughter since second grade should get the death penalty. I'm sick of this stuff. We need to get tough on these pedophiles. You see what they have done out in California, passed into law. It's okay for a pedophile to be engaged in a sexual activity as long as the adult is within 10 years of the age of the minor. Hey, Bobby, if you are not paying for the product, you are the product. Exactly correct. Hey, Bobby, as a webmaster, how would you know if someone was underage? Bobby, what show were you talking about that we need to see? Just hop back in the truck. It is a documentary on Netflix called The Social Dilemma. Bobby, have you noticed Trump's vigor at these rallies? He doesn't seem to be aging like Bush or Clinton or Obama. Looks like he's getting younger. Well, I wouldn't say he's getting younger. I don't think anybody gets younger in that job. But I think he is certainly handling it as well as anybody can. Got a text message here from my pal, Dementia Joe. Now, I always know it's from Joe because they begin the same way. Billy, Jill brought me out of the basement today. Final goodbyes to Judge RBG. When we arrived, I had the same two thoughts I have everywhere I go. Where am I? And what the hell am I doing here? I gotta say, man, I'm a little fired up. Jill wouldn't let me say anything, even though Nancy Lugosi got to speak, and she's only a congressman, and I'm a senator, man. Oh, yeah, I have a debate coming up. Jill is not sure if I'll be well enough, and it will be certainly past my 9:30 in the morning bedtime, but I digest. Hey, man, I think I'm going to put these messages into my book called In My Words, A Parody of Democracy by Anonymous. Don't worry, man, I won't use your real name. I'll call you Bobby or Jimbo or something, you know, a pseudodome. Anyway, gotta go. Jill said we can stop at Chuck E. Cheese. On the way back to the basement, they got a great house band, all talking animals. No lie. Remember to get out there on September 87th, vote Kamala for VP as many times as you can. Signed, your pal, Senator Joe Biden. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that. A misunderstanding over a few Lightning fans' passion for their team during the Stanley Cup final Wednesday night produced a scene in Tampa rife with cops and, in the end, comic relief. Buddies were at Radius Palms Apartments near USF, well, a local school, in one first-period sequence when Victor Hedman controlled the puck in the Lightning's offensive zone. The friends all began screaming, "Shoot! Shoot!" at the TV, which prompted a neighbor to call police. You think this stuff isn't making us all crazy? I mean, crazier? Minutes later, Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office deputies were at the doorstep. So they came to the door and thought there were guns in the house, said this guy. Garnett is his last name. I don't see his first name here. He was 26. We're like, "No. No, we don't have any guns here. We're just screaming for Stephen Stamkos." Sheriff's office spokesperson confirmed yesterday morning that deputies were dispatched to the apartment complex at 8:24 p.m. Wednesday. The caller said they heard someone yelling loudly in the apartment above. In a sheriff's office dispatch report released yesterday afternoon, the complainant told police he heard people screaming at each other, with one yelling, "I dare you to shoot." Four deputies responded and discovered there were no domestic problems at the apartment in question. It was a roommate screaming at the TV in regards to the Lightning hockey game. With that, the cops went on their way. He and his pals, who didn't wish to be identified, can't imagine why, had a misunderstanding to pass along to posterity. The police completely understood and just laughed it off, said Garnett, a Clearwater Central Catholic alum who played football for the Marauders, but they thought it was serious because I was screaming, shoot, when I meant, of course, shoot the puck. Devin Garnett, that's the fellow's name. There's a picture of him here posing in front of the TV screen with a game on. By the way, he's a black man. Not that that should matter. This is how nuts everything has gotten. Bobby, the idea that Moneypenny suggested, saying you should sell shirts, T-shirts, that say your signature, that have your signature phrase, ba-ba-ba, on there, would be a great idea. Yeah, when I'm scrolling through the text messages and, you know, instead of saying, you know, or going, or some other phrase, just I just go, ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba. Good day, Bobby. Apologies. Just tuning in. I'm sure you've answered this question, but what happened the other day when your program was preempted at 6 and there were some strangers on the air? That was a two-hour corporate program that played on all of the, how many stations we have, Moneypenny? 250, 260, something like that?
Somewhere between 200 and 300.
Yeah, somewhere in there. And that program was a corporate production and played on all of the intercom radio stations. There, I did it again. I think I'm caught up. What was that? Yeah, where's the T-shirts? Where's the
T-shirts?
Yeah. You should, what, have my picture with like a thought balloon coming out of my mouth?
Yes, and just and your head.
Yeah, just my head on there.
Hey, it always can be the bubble head from your coffee cups.
Oh, yeah, could be. Yeah, we've already got one. And it would just say, Bobby Mac says,
ba-ba-bum.
Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mac Show. Bob and the Bobettes rolling along as we wrap up the work week. Be right back. I've already quoted Sophocles today. I may as well get another Greek philosopher in here as well. I will mention the philosopher cynic Diogenes when we come right back. It's a classically influenced Bobby Mac Friday free for all. Be right back. Bye bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, speaking of the Rolling Stones, we're learning a little bit more about Crossfire Hurricane, part of the collusion effort against President Trump, the silent coup FBI and DOJ bigwigs tried to pull off. That's still to come, along with the mention of the philosopher Diogenes. In fact, a texter already pointed out, Bobby, I think I had Diogenes when I was young. Bobby, just wondering, do you plan on attending the Masters in Augusta this year? Just asking. Nope, don't have any tickets. The last one I went to was in 1986 when the Golden Bear came from way back on Sunday to win. And I sort of have had the philosophy since then that that one would be impossible to top. The president is on the road today. He is speaking now in Atlanta. Let's pick up a little bit of what the president is saying.
Well, you know, they wanted the wall 10 years ago. They really wanted the wall. And as soon as I wanted it, they didn't want it. And I said it last night. We had a tremendous rally last night. We had probably 35,000 people. I said it last night. I said, I made a mistake. I should have said, we will not build a wall. And we would have had funding in about 15 minutes. Instead, I had to win 6 different lawsuits. This was not easy. Crazy Nancy. She's crazy. And, you know, do you notice how quiet it is now? Now it's 330 miles. It'll be built first. It'll be completed. We're doing 10 miles a day on average. Think of this. I don't hear anymore about the wall. They don't want to talk about the wall anymore. But the numbers are great. Republicans will always uphold equal justice under the law. We will defend the civil rights of every single American. And we will defend our God-given freedoms, including religious liberty. Yeah. And the Second Amendment, by the way. And, you know, Second Amendment. I have to save our Second Amendment. I'm the only thing standing between you and me and Second Amendment. I'm standing right now. We're not going to be losing our Second Amendment. They're going to get rid of it. You know who they put in charge? Beto. Remember Beto? Beto. Beto O'Rourke. That's a Spanish name. He wanted to be. He needed the Spanish vote, right? He said, I want Spanish. I said, what about Hispanic? He said, I don't know about that. He knows less about it than perhaps I do. But Beto, remember, he had a cover in a terrible magazine. And he said that I was born to run for president. He was hot then, even though he just lost a race to Texas. He was hot, you know. And he said, I was born to run for president. But anybody that says that is a sure loser. Can you imagine if I said that? I said, I was born to run for president. You said, this guy's whacked out. This guy. It's not an easy deal going on over here, I'll tell you. I had a very nice life before. You know that? You sort of read about my life. You knew a lot about my life. I had a great life. What the hell did I do this for, David? What did I do this for, David Perdue? No, I enjoy it. You know why I enjoy it? I love it. Oh, by the way, did you see they just caught the FBI? Did you see the text messages? Oh, it's brutal. One of the guys said, listen, this is really illegal. I want insurance. They bought insurance for these people because they thought they're going to be locked up. We got it. Now they're going crazy. This is the hottest thing right now on the internet, all over the place. Oh, boy. They've been looking at me. So essentially, then, it was the exact opposite. Okay? And you see Biden's son? He got 3.5. Hunter. Where's Hunter? Remember? Where's Hunter? You know what I do? I call him, where's Hunter? That's his name. Where's Hunter? We made a T-shirt. I was making a speech. I said, where's Hunter? Where is he? I'm looking at this. I was kidding. I said, where's Hunter? The next day, it was the biggest selling T-shirt in the history of... Where's Hunter? No, Hunter got a check from the wife of the mayor of Moscow for $3.5 million. Would anybody accept whatever he was supposed to do for $3.5 million? There's no job that I can think of. $3.5 million. Now, before Biden became vice president, right, he got nothing. He had no money, no nothing, got thrown out of the military. He got thrown out. He had no job. Now he's getting checks for $3.5 million from the mayor, the ex-mayor, very substantial person, by the way, of Moscow. So we got it wrong. It wasn't Trump. I have nothing to do. I didn't have a phone call. Now think of it. Let's call Bob Mueller. Put him on the case. Thank you. Thank you. He said, let's call Bob Mueller. I stole from him. Hey, I plagiarized from him like Biden. That was very good. He says, let's call Bob Mueller. Bob's a sharp guy. He'll get him. He'll figure it out. How about me? 3 years of investigation, 48 million. They find nothing. A friend of mine, very smart in New York, said, very smart. He said, you must be the most honest person in the world. When 19 geniuses, bad people, but geniuses, plus unlimited law enforcement, 49 FBI agents, 2.5 years, can't find anything, you gotta be the cleanest person in the world.
President Trump, some of his remarks before a crowd in Atlanta this afternoon. He's classic. Take a break for the news here at the top of the hour. Annie is ready to go with that. I'm back with hour number two. Friday Free For All rolls on here on the Bobby Mack Show on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.